SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The talks in Alaska may not have concluded with a ceasefire, but President Trump says he and Russia's Vladimir Putin did make great progress toward ending the war in Ukraine.
There were many, many points that we agreed on, most of them, I would say, a couple of big ones that we haven't quite gotten there, but we've made some headway.
And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky meets with President Trump Monday at the White House. Former Trump Deputy National Security Advisor Victoria Coates says she understands why Israel is pursuing a military solution to its fight with Hamas.
I think everyone in Israel was horrified by those videos of the hostages emaciated, digging their own graves in the terror tunnels beneath Gaza. Time is running out for them. So the notion that you're not going to go in because something might happen to the hostages, I mean, we either get them out now or we don't.
Intelligence expert, retired Colonel Tony Schaefer, says anti-Semitism lies at the root of many European leaders' belief in a two-state solution for the Palestinians.
And somehow these nations believe that giving some sort of a deference or recognition to Palestine, you're going to actually have a positive effect in helping the Palestinians. I would argue it's the opposite.
Aaron is rapidly becoming a Category 5 monster of a hurricane in the Caribbean, currently north of Anguilla. Winds up to 150 to 160. The storm is moving west, but forecasters say it should be turning northward in the next day or two, and that could affect several islands. Ongoing trouble in New Orleans. The mayor, LaToya Cantrell, indicted in an alleged scheme to conceal a romantic relationship with her bodyguard. They claim the relationship was professional and always on the up and up. This is SRN News. A Texas woman sues an abortion pill provider.
Liana Davis says the father of her unborn child caused her to have a miscarriage by slipping abortion pills into a hot beverage she was drinking without her knowledge. Her lawsuit states that the father, quote, obtained these drugs from Aid Access, a criminal organization that illegally ships abortion pills into Texas and other jurisdictions where abortion has been outlawed. A growing number of such cases are coming before U.S. courts as the pills become easier to get. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A review by the Associated Press shows many of President Trump's nominees to the federal courts have revealed pro-life views associated with pro-life groups or defended pro-life laws. Some of the nominees have also helped defend their state's abortion restrictions in a court of law, and some have been involved in cases with national impact, including on access to drugs used in abortions. This is SRN News. Flash floods triggered by torrential rains, killing more than 280 people in India and Pakistan in the last 48 hours. Scores are still missing as rescue teams tried to bring safety to some 1,600 people from two mountainous districts. Here's correspondent Charles De La Desma with an update on the latest situation in that part of the world.
In Pakistan, in the remote Banjar district, in the northeastern Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province, hundreds watch a rescue operation with a helicopter overhead, evacuating stranded people from a flash flood scene. Heavy machinery is used to clear debris at the mountainous mud-filled site. Also in Banjar, a helicopter carrying relief supplies crashed in bad weather, killing all five people on board, including two pilots, a government statement said. I'm Charles De La Desma.
And more details at srnnews.com.